Two oyster bar workers thought they were just shucking shells, but now they're helping save the environment, one discarded oyster at a time. Hunt Rebel and Tyler Leslie worked at Sea Bear Oyster Bar in Athens and were shocked by the volume of shells they were discarding. With the help of experts, Rebel and Leslie discovered how these shells could benefit the environment and launched Shell to Shore. The group's Malcolm Provost explains these shells are now instrumental in fighting erosion along Georgia's coast.
They clean the water, they hold the soil down, and they create a really vibrant environment for a lot of other sea life and shoreline life. One full-grown oyster can filter 50 gallons of water per day.
Shell to Shore collects oyster shells from restaurant partners in Atlanta, Athens, Augusta, and Savannah, as well as from other oyster-related events. The group cures them for 6 months and then transports them to the coast to build living shorelines and restore oyster reefs. Thomas Bliss is the director of the University of Georgia Marine Extension and Georgia Sea Grant's Shellfish Research Laboratory. He has been collecting and recycling oyster shells on Skidaway Island for 2 decades. Bliss says Shell to Shore is doing more than helping grow the shore infrastructure, but also building pathways to expand oyster shell recycling. He hopes as more people understand the benefits of oysters and the importance of recycling their shells, it will naturally encourage greater involvement in caring for the coast. For Public News Service, I'm Shantia Hudson. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. This story was produced with original reporting from Isabel Atkins for Grady News Source.